understand something very important. Today, you all did something. Well, I'm going to go ahead and ask you, how many of you set more appointments today than you normally do in a week? Raise your hands. Yeah. Ernie, how many appointments did you set?
Seven.
Ernie, I don't think you set seven appointments.
Never.
In the last month.
You're right.
Give him a round of applause, please. And listen, guys, what that's showing you is something very, very important. That's showing you, and it's proof, that you're getting in your own way every single day, everybody. The reason why we do this, the reason why we have this ultimate prospecting day, is simply to show you what's possible when you focus, when you remove the barriers, when you remove the obstacles. The reason why we entice you and we have the offices compete against each other is to help inspire you a little bit better. And I'm here to tell you right now, guys, that the only way you're going to ever tap into greatness is if greatness fuels you. You understand what I'm telling you guys? This also, what today does, is it proves to you that you're getting in your own way. There's nothing stopping you, guys. There's nothing at all. There's no force other than your own mindset that is getting in your way and keeping you from doing this on a day-to-day basis. And what I'm going to tell you guys something is something that I found out when I first walked into the office today. And that's that a lot can fuel you in this business, right? How many of you guys know that desperation can fuel you in this business?
Yes.
How many of you guys know that scarcity can fuel you in this business? Mm-hmm. How many of you guys know that having to pay your bills can fuel you in this business? Yeah. How many of you know that having an abundant life can fuel you in this business? How many of you realize that leaving a legacy for your children can fuel you in this business? A lot can fuel you in this business, guys. Don't get me wrong. But I'm going to tell you something or leave you a little, give you a little bit of an insight into something that fueled me that hopefully can also fuel you. And that's that sales board. That sales board, right? Or for that matter, wherever you're looking, whatever office you're at, guys, is the sales board at your office. I'm going to tell you a little story. That first year in real estate, I closed 28 transactions. Now, that may not be a lot big deal to you guys, but for some people, I know a lot of realtors that haven't hit 28 transactions and have been trying to hit it for 10 years. And I did it year one. Year one with a beat-up Jeep without the top where my clients' heads were getting burnt off from the sun, driving around in my Thomas Guide without navigation system. Who remembers those days, yeah. Right? And the reality is that what we have to ask ourselves is, how did that happen? It's simple. It's because of my relationship with that sales board. It's because of my respect for that sales board. It's because I treated that sales board as the lifeline, as the blood to my body, right? I treated it as the blood, as the fire, as the inspiration behind my business. I remember I used to stand at that sales board. I was a little bit of a jerk back then, I'll admit that. But I remember I used to stand at that sales board, and as people used to walk by, I would just say, please keep moving. And I was like 19, and all these older people would be like, what's wrong with this kid? And I would just stand there every day, and I would just please keep moving, because this is my sales board. I own the board. And then they would laugh, and I'd have the audacity to say one word, watch. Now, I know for some of us, that's a little bit uncomfortable, yes? But how many of you guys realize that it's probably what fueled me to close those 28 deals? And quite frankly, it's what fueled me to close the 40 and the 50 and the 75 and the 100 and the 150, is that I set demands on myself, people. You see, the reality is, guys, that in this business, there's two words that you're going to live by. And I want you to either think of them or write them down. Word number one is acceptance. Acceptance. How many of you guys understand the word acceptance? I want you to also understand that acceptance and an accepting mentality drives certain actions, and an accepting mentality keeps us from taking certain actions. How many of you guys can honestly agree that when it comes to that sales board, you tend to accept not being number one? Raise your hands. How many of you guys realize that that type of mentality will lead you to take certain actions? How many of you guys realize that when you're accepting of one thing, you'll be accepting of a lot of things? It shows up, guys. The way you do anything is the way you do everything, people. Everything. That's the reality. So if you accept your position in the sales board being in the middle to the bottom, guess what else you're accepting? You're accepting when that buyer says, let me think about it before we write an offer. You're accepting when that seller says, listen, I'll call you back. You're accepting when that seller tells you, I'll list with you, but for 3.5% or 4%. What does an accepting mindset do? Okay. Guys, you got to stop accepting anywhere other than the top. Because when you stop accepting that, guess who becomes better? Everybody becomes better, guys. Everybody becomes better. Because you start pushing each other. You start inspiring each other. You start encouraging each other to move your way up the top of that board. Who would rather be at the top of the board versus the bottom of the board, right? I mean, that's not a trick question. We all would. We all absolutely would. Then there's a second word that can fuel you. And this is the word that I want you to start understanding. The second word is called refusal. Say refusal.
Refusal.
When you say that word, don't you feel like no? That's what you feel. That's the energy you feel. Refusal, just like acceptance, is going to drive certain actions. People that accept when it's 5 o'clock, guess where they're at? They're not here. They're going home. Because they've accepted it. Yes or no?
Yes.
People that refuse to be anywhere other than the top, where are they at? They're stuck here until they make something happen. The only thing that happened today, guys, and I want all of you watching me right now to understand, is that the only thing that happened today is that acceptance was eliminated. That's why some of you guys are setting 5, 6, and 7 appointments in literally 3 hours, where you don't set 5, 6, or 7 appointments in 30 days. Because all of a sudden, your ability to accept got removed, because the pressure is on, because people are watching, because you want to do what's best for your team, because you want your office to win, yes or no?
Yes.
Then you've got to create the mental muscle to understand that the same way you could do that today, people. I'm not trying to motivate you. I'm not trying to inspire you. If that's happening, that's great. I'm trying to teach you right now that you have the ability to create, fortify, internalize, and strengthen that mental muscle inside of you that says, I'm not going to accept anymore. I'm not going to go home when I feel a little tired. I'm going to keep pushing a little bit harder because I have a goal. I have a mission. And heck, make it something as little as being at the top of that sales board. I'll tell you one thing right now. Once you refuse to be at the bottom, you'll refuse other things in your life. You'll refuse putting up one listing. You'll want 5. You'll refuse what the rest of society deems acceptable. You'll refuse it because you'll say one thing, not for me and my family. We deserve more. I'm telling you guys, most of our lives has to do with what we accept and what we refuse to accept. And I really want you to think about that. I really want you to think about your relationships. I really want you to think about your lifestyle. I really want you to think about your income. I really want you to think about your net worth. I really want you to think about your assets. I really want you to think about the legacy you're leaving for your family or the one you've yet to build. It's all dependent on your relationship with those two words. And it's either you're going to keep accepting stuff, or you're going to say, son of a gun, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. And you're going to go up to the top guy on that board, and you're going to say, excuse me, sir, I'd like to serve formal notice right now that there's a new guy or gal up at the top. Who can do that? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. And the only reason we don't do that is guess why? Because now we're afraid because the pressure's on. Here's what I know about you. When the pressure is on, you perform at your best. Yes or no?
Yes.
No, that's accepting voice. That's, yeah. Yes or no?
Yes.
That's all that's happening today. And we've got another 3 hours to go. So I want you to think about that during your lunch break. Sound fair?
Yes.
Whatever amount of appointments you set, I know this is uncomfortable for you. I want you to double or triple it in the next 3 hours. Sound fair? Let's rock and roll. Let's go to lunch.